Well, here at The Takeaway, we always want to hear from you, of course. And I've been looking forward to this. We've been asking you for your nominations for Best and Worst Holiday Songs. Over on Facebook, Ryan Roche writes, "My favorite, Put the Lights on the Tree by Sufjan Stevens, always gets me in the Christmas spirit."
Put the lights on the tree. Put them on the tree. Put them on the tree. Put the ribbon on the wreath. Put it on the wreath. Put it on the wreath.
And listener Bobby Birch nominates Josh Groban's O Holy Night as the best holiday song.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Listener Dana in Massachusetts has a thing or two to say about that song.
You know, it's always been my opinion that something that's supposed to be a very spiritual time of the year has a knack for bringing out the most tacky and banal. I used to even love O Holy Night until it just got played 1,000 times a day.
Sorry, Dana. Christmas songs are made to be cringed at, like I said before. Now here's Crystal in Dallas. Just asks that when it comes to the holidays, can we please leave out the animals and other furry creatures? Just leave them out entirely.
This is Crystal Hayes in Dallas, Texas. Barking dogs, meowing cats, and the Muppets singing the 12 Days of Christmas. I think all of those we could do without.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
And both Carrie and Jen on Facebook were just two of the many of you who voted for Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time as one of the worst of all time. Jen writes to us, "I would not in any other circumstance say that Paul McCartney was grasping at straws, but in this case, yikes.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough, simply having a wonderful Christmas time, simply having a wonderful Christmas time."
Jen, I'm with you. I actually hate that song. I always have. I need a chaser. I have a long list of favorite Christmas songs, most of them from the rock genre or punk. I take mine non-traditional with a dose of irony, please. How about the Pogues and Christy McCall?
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you.
I've heard Fairy Tale of New York on the jukebox a number of times lately. I love that song. You know, it always makes me cry a little bit, and I've never been sure why.
I've got a feeling this year is for me and you. So happy Christmas.
If you're a longtime listener of the show, you know what's coming next. If you're not, then I'll introduce it myself. Bowie and Bing, 1977.
Come, they told me, bum. A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring.
Thank you, David, as always. This is an idea that cries out for your participation. 8778-MY-TAKE. We want to hear your favorite and most hated Christmas songs. Give us a call. We'll put them on the air.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.